Welcome to Strong Communities, where we are growing together through strengths. Today, we're going to talk about the development of competition and how that affects people's abilities to navigate change. People with this talent still gravitate towards competition, getting pumped to face new challenges, even when others are scared and retreating. That's why they need clear metrics to track their progress and even clearer metrics about their goals. They need best of data to measure themselves against so they know when they're at maximum productivity or output, and they can keep up this performance throughout the project. They need others, competitors and teammates, to bring out their competitive spirit, challenging them at every turn to see who does it best and faster. They need to feel the rush of winning and smashing their goals, to demonstrate to themselves that they're the best, and to win others' respect, admiration, and trust. It's this combination of challenges, mutual inspiration, and a clear finish line to reach for that they can develop this talent wildly during changing periods. But what happens if they don't have clear metrics or clear goals? Due to the chaos and newness of a change, they need to control their talent biases and mold their talent to the changing circumstances if they want to keep winning. For that, they do well to ask, am I discouraging others with my confrontational attitude towards competition? Am I accepting mistakes and losses as a normal thing in the journey to adapting and succeeding? Am I putting my win over the team's win? How can that affect the team's morale? Thanks for listening, and let's keep building those strong communities together.